Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 66. Lows around 43. Tonight, clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 72. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Temperatures below average Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 60s. Chance of thunderstorms Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 52.
Kansas Mid-American Public News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Transportation, along with the Kansas Highway Patrol, have announced that the annual Click It or Ticket campaign is officially in full swing going into the week of Memorial Day. As WIBW reports that law enforcement agencies around the country and here in the state of Kansas say that they all participate in the annual campaign running through Memorial Day weekend, specifically focusing on seatbelt usage and emphasizing the proper usage of the seatbelt that helps save lives. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol and the Overland Park Police Department, they say that just last year alone, they issued and cited more than 120 citations during the campaign period. In other news, as we get closer into the summer season, the Kansas State Fair continues to announce more festivities going on with the Fall Fair festivities, with signing the latest alternative rock band known as The Fray to be on the grandstands on September 13th, the last Saturday of the Kansas State Fair. Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Have you heard about the guaranteed 50% return on investment opportunity? All you have to do is transfer your funds through a cryptocurrency ATM now.
Stop right there. Do you know that no one can guarantee returns on an investment? That is the first sign of a scam. Don't wait until it's too late to verify that this is a legitimate investment opportunity before agreeing to transfer any funds. To learn more about common investment scams and how to avoid them, visit smartinvestks.gov, an investor empowerment initiative brought to you by the Kansas Department of Insurance. This ad is sponsored by the Kansas Department of Insurance and aired in cooperation with the station.
The Frontman. Three dynamic voices, 30 number one hits, 30 million records sold. The Frontman are coming to Newkirk Friday, June 27th. Country's hottest supergroup, the voices of Lone Star, Restless Heart, and Little Texas come together one night at Seven Clans First Council Casino in Newkirk. Tickets are on sale now at the Players Club, sevenclans.com, or ticketstorm.com. Don't miss the Frontman at Seven Clans First Council Casino in Newkirk.
It is springtime with warmer weather across the state of Kansas, and especially with some of the ongoing precipitation and moisture that we've seen, a lot of plants are growing. However, according to Kansas State University, they are warning that you should also be on the lookout for poisonous plants that are growing in different pastures and along the roadsides, with poison hemlock that has been growing across the state of Kansas that can be highly poisonous to humans and livestock. As KSNT News reports, that according to Kansas State University, that there has been a massive growth of poison hemlock. That's a plant native to Europe that grows wild on the countryside. As they say, all parts of the plants are highly poisonous to humans and livestock, with the plants flowering beginning in June and July. According to the university, they say those that do enjoy plants say that it may look like a carrot, as it is part of the carrot family and can be confused with similar plants like wild carrots and Queen Anne's lace, as poison hemlock is typically found in the pastures, roadsides, and woodland openings. If ingested, some of the symptoms include nervousness, trembling, weakness, poor coordination, and pupil dilation.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A Democrat and former Douglas County Treasurer, John Ewing Jr., has officially become the first Democrat to lead the largest city in the state of Nebraska for roughly a decade, as Ewing won by double-digit margins, performing better than some traditional Republican-leaning areas, as Omaha has now become the nation's sixth most populated city with a Republican mayor after Mayor John Stother had served three terms and sought a fourth but losing to Ewer in this past election. According to the Nebraska Examiner, now both the cities of Omaha and Lincoln are run by Democrats in the red-leaning state for the first time since 2009, as some political experts say it's now time for Republicans, if they are to maintain their majorities in the state, to start appealing to more urban voters. According to the Democrat Party, both at state levels and at the national level for Democrats, they say that Ewing's victory was evidence of growing voter, quote, energy against President Donald Trump and political fuel going into the 2026 midterm elections. Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird Breads puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County Sheriff's Office reporting Saturday that an inmate died at the Washington County Jail of apparent suicide. Approximately 6:05 a.m., correction officers discovered 42-year-old Kyle E. Mashburn unresponsive in his cell. Staff rendered immediate aid. EMS was dispatched. Preliminary evidence indicates Mashburn committed suicide. The district coroner pronounced him deceased. Next of kin was notified. Kyle Mashburn was in jail awaiting trial and sentencing after accepting a plea of no contest to a count of rape and a count of sexual exploitation with a child. Kansas Bureau of Investigation responded. An autopsy will be conducted as the investigation is ongoing. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting voted to seek bids for removal and relocation of a steel truss bridge. Mike Peschel with Twin Valley Developmental Services met with commissioners, outlining a likely need for an increase in appropriation request for the upcoming budget due to overall increase in operating costs. Washington County took in 200 loads, including 128 tons of garbage, construction, and demolition material and metal during the annual Free Days event May 1st through the 3rd. That included 23 tons trash, 32 tons construction and demolition, with 73 tons metal. Nemahal County Commissioners last meeting passed a resolution establishing the Pony Express Byway on U.S. 36, which is being developed along the route from Donovan County west to Washington County in Kansas. Public Works discussed ways they might incorporate to reduce construction and demolition waste volumes so that the pit life could be extended before expansion. Gage County Board of Supervisors approved a 90-day notice to Beatrice Chamber of Commerce regarding consideration of operations for Gage County Tourism. The Chamber has for many years served as a contract provider for those services, which is funded through proceeds of a lodging tax. An option to migrate tourism promotion to another organization, such as Engage, was suggested by Rex Adams. Board Chair Eric Tiemann emphasized the notice was to engage conversation only at this point. Marysville Public Library with Blue Valley Technologies will feature a come-and-go phone help program Tuesday evening, 5:30 till 6:30 p.m., with advice and assistance setting up or using Android or iPhones.
Rhett Wurtenberger was valedictorian with comments at Marysville High School graduation Sunday with 58 seniors. Valley Heights valedictorian was Dustin Ditton and salutatorian Chloe Gunn with 29 graduates. Frankfort recognized three valedictorians, Isabel Armstrong, Ava Payshaw, and Ellen Studer, with 19 seniors. Axtell had three with perfect GPAs, Audrey Costell, Kieran Smith, and Gavin Shaughnessy with 11 graduates. Washington County Southern and Diller O'Dell do not recognize valedictorian and salutatorian. Washington County had 24, Southern 29, and Diller O'Dell 17 seniors graduating. Irene M. Kurtz, age 97 of Blaine, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday at 1 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, with burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 4 until 8 p.m. at the Padden Funeral Chapel, in charge of arrangements for Irene Kurtz.
Richard L. Rich Thomas, age 86 of Burchard, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Quarry Mortuary in Pawnee City. Interment in the Summerfield Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 4 until 6 at the Quarry Mortuary in Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Rich Thomas. Alicia A. Vidosh, age 69 of Lincoln, formerly of Seward and Odell, passed away Sunday. Graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Odell Czech Cemetery. Griffith Civil of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Alicia Vidosh. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, spaghetti, French bread, green beans, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow it's chicken, rice, mixed vegetables, and cinnamon apples. KUNDY News Time, 7:13.
There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio, stream your favorite playlist by the grill, or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
A grand opening and social mixer all in one. Come celebrate Pony Express title Cutting the Ribbon at their new location, 1222 Broadway in Marysville, Wednesday from 5 until 6:30 p.m.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Northwest winds still between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then partly cloudy into Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Staying sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. There will be a chance for some rain showers throughout Friday. Otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More showers are likely throughout Friday night. Mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Still a slight chance for some rain showers as we head into Saturday. Otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Saturday night. Mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Then more showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May 77. Record high on this date 95. The average low 56 and the record low 30. Sunset this evening 8:38. Sunrise in the morning at 6:10. Numerous thunderstorm warnings prompted Monday afternoon. Precipitation totals here in Marysville ranging 30 to 40 hundredths of an inch. Water a ping pong ball size hail reported some areas. A cooler 52 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 20th of May. KNDY News Time 716. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Kick off your summer of winning with KNDY in the 2025 Country Stampede in Bonner Springs, Kansas, June 26th, 27th, and 28th. Experience country's best artists like Thursday's headliner, presented by Kansas Lottery. Five-time Entertainer of the Year, Luke Bryan.
Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Friday night, presented by Jim Beam. Enjoy three-time Grammy winner Miranda Lambert.
But this ain't my mama's broken heart.
Then close out the weekend with Shenandoah and Cole Swindell on Saturday night. Visit KNDY's Facebook page every Tuesday in June to enter for a chance to win 3-day Superfan passes. Experience one or all 3 days and do it all up close and personal. Visit CountryStampede.com for information and start your summer right by winning Country Stampede tickets from KNDY.
Turned out to be a human bookend. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Marlins, Cubs yesterday. Jesus Sanchez leads off the bottom of the first for Miami with a home run. 9 innings later, ends it with a walk-off hit. Marlins beat the Cubs 8-7, their sixth walk-off hit of the season. Milestone moment for the Phillies.
3-2 is blasted. Way, way back to right field. And that hits off the third deck. A titanic blast from Kyle Schwarber. My goodness, there's number 16 on the season. And that is a way to hit number 300.
16 on the season, 300 for his career. 94 WIP. Phillies beat the Rockies 9-3. Rockies and Rays have the worst home record since mid-April, dropping 13 of 16. Rays losing to Houston yesterday. Mariners get past the White Sox 5-1, their sixth consecutive road win. Royals get past the Giants 3-1. Cardinals pound the Tigers 11-4. Cardinals have scored double-digit runs in three of the last five games. At Fenway, Red Sox earn a 3-1 win over the Mets, and Juan Soto earns a chat with the manager.
3-2 pitch. Hit high in the air to left field and deep. Duran back, looks up. It is off the Big Green Monster. And Soto, who was not running, just gets to first now. Did he think that was going out?
880 ESPN New York. Mets manager Carlos Mendoza says he'll be having a conversation with Soto. At the single-A level at the Florida State League, MLB will experiment with a system to challenge check swings. NFL meetings this week. Packers submitting a revised version of the tush-push ban. There could be a vote today or tomorrow. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni gets a multi-year extension. Ravens and Derrick Henry make an official 2-year extension worth $30 million. Niners with another signing. Linebacker Fred Warner, 3 years, $63 million deal.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar. Plus, linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, the sale starts Wednesday. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger, who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
High school baseball action takes over KNDY when Frankfort tangles with TBL foe Centralia from Rossville. Frankfort 18-3 entering play looks to punch their ticket to the regional championship game for the second straight year, while Centralia is 12-10 in their inaugural season. Live coverage of Class 1-2A regional baseball from Rossville starting just prior to our 2 p.m. first pitch on FM 95.5, streaming at KNDYradio.com and in the free KNDY mobile app.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures suggest a slight drop at the opening today after Monday's session brought little change to the major indexes. The Dow Jones picked up 137 points. The NASDAQ yesterday was up a fraction, as was the S&P 500, which has now scored six daily advances in a row. Investors' muted reaction to the Moody's downgrade of the U.S. credit rating has J.P. Morgan chief Jamie Dimon worried. He thinks Wall Street's too complacent in the face of what he believes is a rising chance of a recession. Driverless cars are everywhere. Where you look in Austin, Texas, now the company behind them has mapped out an expansion. Alphabet's Waymo plans to add to its fleet of autonomous ride-hailing vehicles in the San Francisco Bay region. You won't see Wynn Resorts dealing cards in Manhattan anytime soon. The company had been working to develop a casino complex in the high-end Hudson Yards district, but has dropped the plan in the face of what it calls persistent opposition to the necessary rezoning. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Steckline report.
Well, the current cycle of fertilizer prices is crazy. In fact, what I'm finding out now is not so much about worrying about price. We got to worry about finding it. Yeah, that's how bad it is. UAN is easily the most important topic right now because it's no longer a price story there. It's can we find some? Most people are held back from buying UAN until June because there's no supply. Didn't know it was that tough, folks. And the folks that have the UAN for June delivery say you better book it or it'll be gone. So come June, it's going to be interesting to see if this loosens up any at all. But quite honestly, I'm not looking forward to buying my fertilizer for this fall's fertilizing plans for my wheat. Maybe something will happen before then. But a couple of bright spots across the fertilizer industry. Two areas, some positive thinking. Everything else has been honestly a little depressing. Side dress pinch points. The UA Chen situation is snug. He says shifts to urea for side dress applications are being met with increased price for that product now as well. So you got to wheel and deal, folks, with whoever you're dealing with for fertilizer. I hope you've got yours bought up and ready to plant. Or in fact, should be planted, right? Hey, a couple of other things. We've got an interesting situation developing back in Washington as they're working on the farm bill. That'll be on my next Steckline report. Kind of interesting. Stay tuned.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Wheat curl mites feed on wheat plants and vectors a disease known as wheat streak mosaic virus. Recently, K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth has received many questions about this pest and explains how to properly identify them.
They're really, really, really tiny. You can see them without magnification, but you have to know what you're looking for, and generally there needs to be more than one there, at least for me to see them. Now, if you go out and you're pulling volunteer plants with rolled up leaves, unroll the leaf, and oftentimes that's where they are. You'll find a whole bunch of them will fall out. The wheat curl mite itself is kind of an oblong or cigar shape, and they're kind of a whitish, greenish color, depending upon if they've been feeding on the chlorophyll of the plant or not. So they fall out, and you can see them better, not on the leaf. and if there's a bunch of them, you can tell what it is.
He discusses their feeding method and how it affects wheat.
They get down into the leaf, and they'll feed right along the vein, and as they do that, that causes the leaf to curl inward. So it creates a little place for them that's pretty safe, pretty controlled environment underneath that leaf, a little tunnel created by that leaf. As they're feeding, as the plant puts on a new leaf, they crawl up to that new leaf, so they're affecting the new leaves on the plant all the time, which is not good for the plant's growth.
Whitworth shares the true damage this pest causes and how they travel.
You know, every year we can find wheat curl mite damage, but the problem with wheat curl mite is not the damage caused by the mite itself, even though they do suck the juice out of the plant. The damage mainly is because they vector the viruses that cause wheat streak mosaic. There's 5 or 6 different viruses that get into the wheat plant. They have to be vectored by the wheat curl mite. And remember, they're really, really small. They can't fly. They can't jump. They can't run. They're really small. They walk really slow or crawl really slow. So they have to be transmitted by the wind, or when one plant's leaf intermingles with another, they'll crawl across it, or they crawl across the ground and get into another plant. They're very slow. You wouldn't think they'd be able to infest the field the way they do, but this year I've seen more fields infested probably than I have since about 2016 or 2017, at least around the central part of the state.
That was K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth on wheat curl mites. Learn more at www.agronomy.k-state.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
From pantyhose to cereal boxes, all kinds of household discards can be put to good use in the garden. A few ideas today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 20th. It is the 140th day of the year, and entertainer Cher has a birthday. Which household discards can you repurpose for gardening chores? Just take a look around. Strips of worn-out pantyhose make great plant ties that are gentle on the stems. Keep grass from invading your planting beds with old cereal boxes. Flatten them and lay underneath the mulch along the bed border. We all have stashes of plastic shopping bags. Tie some around your knees while weeding to protect your pants from grass stains. Old coffee cans make good totes for small tools. And save those mesh fruit and vegetable bags from the supermarket. They're perfect for transporting harvested vegetables from the garden. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY and 52 degrees. Couple days of wild weather. We had more thunderstorm warnings prompted yesterday. In fact, a tornado warning just across the state line up Pawnee up into Nebraska. That was briefly early evening yesterday. Wide ranging anywhere from a quarter to about half an inch. Sounds like they had quarter to ping pong ball size hail at times. Some areas. That passed. Looks like a terrific end of the month of May and into the Memorial Day weekend. On the cooler side yet today. It'll do upper 60s, ranging in the 70s Wednesday and Thursday with highs around 70 for your holiday weekend.
Sharp Manufacturing, Cami Parker Realty, the Citizen State Banks, Parker Seed, and Landall Company invite you to the annual Nickel Day Saturday in Waterville with activities for all ages all day long. The Lions Pancake Feed runs 7:30 till 10 at the Community Center. Cornhole Tournament at 11 with registration at 10 at Waterville City Park. They'll have food trucks, a beer garden, and many other activities Saturday. An invitation from Sharp Manufacturing, custom cargo trailer manufacturer of Waterville, Cami Parker Realty. Will help if you're buying or selling your first home or your forever dream home. Citizen State Banks, Waterville, Marysville, and Hanover. Better products, better service, better banking. Member FDIC. Parker Seed. For your seed needs and agricultural needs, it's Parker Seed at Waterville. Landall Company in Marysville. A proud part of a proud community. See their employment opportunities at landall.com/careers.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the 2025 high school boys tennis season is officially over after state championships wrapped up over the weekend with Wichita Collegiate wrapping up and winning that 3-1A state championships. As KWCH News reports, the Trojans ran away with that team title with Charlie Gentile beating Team Amir Chincha for the single championship. Carter Drumright and Maxis Drumright won the doubles crown as well. When it came to the 5A singles title in Salina, Mays South Evan Goats ended up taking home the victory, defeating Arc City Dawson O'Donnell, with Bishop Carroll's Brandon Steve, Andrew Chan, and Isaac Holman defeating Cape and Mount Carmel's Trey Lacey and John Corfage. And finally, when it came to your 4A singles, Bueller's Davian Spies won the 4A singles title and finished third when it came to team championships. Overall, Keisha said it was a successful boys tennis state tournament and looks forward to next year's season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The Great Outdoors Giveaway is back
at Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino.
Now through June,
earn entries on your Seven Clans Players Club card to win a UTV, boat, and camper on select Saturdays.
The outdoors by winning big indoor.
The summer months mean more fun for the entire family at our indoor water park.
Make a reservation now before they fill up.
Gigantic giveaways to concerts and millions of dollars in monthly jackpots.
It's all right here.
Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino, 177 in Newkirk, Oklahoma. Where the winners play.
The ongoing battle on the Missouri side of the line on whether the Kansas City Royals and Kansas City Chiefs will be staying on that side of the Kansas City line led to a new push by the governor of Missouri by trying to get the stadium finance bill passed in the state legislature that ended up running into some roadblocks at the end of last week. As KSNT News reports, that according to the state house, they easily passed the package that would end up using tax revenues generated by the stadiums to help pay off the bonds. However, it did get stalled in the state senate, where they say this could be the make or break for the plans moving forward on the Missouri side of the line.
I think that the governor and Jefferson said he was waiting for some leadership from Jackson County, from Kansas City, from someone, and they didn't get it. So they decided they need to do something. So this is going to be the General Assembly that either saves the Chiefs and Royals or lost them.
That audio from KSNT News, where the Kansas City Royals did release a statement last week saying the Kansas City Royals organization appreciates the dedicated efforts of the Missouri legislature to pass this legislation. Kansas is working on something similar as well.
Marysville High boys golf team won 3A regionals at Topeka Monday, with senior Mason Rader taking first. Junior Eli Sedlacek finished fourth as the Bulldogs advanced state. Valley Heights, meanwhile, also at state after a third-place finish at regionals Monday, with Jaden DeWalt finishing fifth. Lady Mustangs softball team shut out Waubonsie 15-0 Monday afternoon. Valley Heights opening 1-2A regional play moves on to the semifinals at Onega Tuesday afternoon, facing the Jackson Heights Horton winner. That game postponed Monday on account of weather. Onega and Donovan West advanced on the top side of the bracket. 1-2A regional baseball postponed Monday, with Frankfort meeting Centralia this afternoon at Rossville at 2 p.m. The live broadcast on KNDY-FM 95.5. The winner will take on the Rossville Mission Valley winner at 5 for the championship. Marysville is host for the 3A girls softball regional beginning Tuesday. The Lady Bulldogs host Mar Hill Mount Academy in a 4:30 match at Lakeview Sports Complex, while Riverside faces ACCHS in the late first round games this evening at 6:30. Nemaha Central plays Hiawatha, and Centralia Frankfort takes on Sabetha Axtell, also at the Lakeview Sports Complex.
KNDY.